following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge Family? This is Pastor David here with today's edition of Refuge Daily. I am currently in my shared office space right here. And I wanted to come to you guys with a very quick, and I know sometimes I say quick and it's not, I mean it, very quick, just encouragement. So earlier today, I got to meet up with a brother that I haven't been able to really sit down and talk with for a while now. And we grabbed some coffee. We just shared life. We talked about the ups and the downs of life and marriage and kids and even grandkids and really we talked a lot about what the Lord was doing in and through it all. You know, towards the very end, we started asking how we could pray for each other and we really started focusing on, and I don't even think we even tried to, just as we kept talking about how we've seen God move, we just started talking and started getting really thankful for the grace of God in our lives, that our entire lives are covered by this thing we call grace. You know, and we were even talking about, you know, I've got two sons, and one is 2 years old, and the other is 7 months old, and I see God's grace through them. I see God's grace through my wife. I see God's grace, like God's grace is so incredibly evident. But you know, as I was sitting there and talking with this brother, I was like, man, this time is just so incredibly sweet and so good. And we talked for a while and it didn't even feel like we talked long at all. And I'm sure you guys have experienced something like that before, where it's like, man, I've been talking with this person for hours, but it legitimately feels like we've been only talking for like a minute. And it reminded me in scripture, and this is really what I wanted to share right here. It reminded me in scripture. I mean, there's many places throughout scripture that talk about this idea of fellowship, spending time intentionally with a brother or sister in the faith and really just encouraging one another. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you're doing. And the verse that I'm sure all of us have memorized, right? Proverbs 27:17, where it says, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. But you know, as I was spending time with this brother today, it's like, man, that is exactly what we were doing. As I was sharing kind of how God was moving in my life, and he was sharing how God was moving in his life, and back and forth we're going, and we're sharing experiences, and we keep tying things back to the Lord and how God is so gracious with us and he's patient with us, and how he even works the things that we the times that we think aren't even that good, right? The trials or the times in our mind that are the wasted years. It's like God is too good to allow those things to happen without him using it. God will use everything. He's too good to waste a trial, too good to waste any of the hardships. And so as I was sitting there and as I was talking again to this brother, just really encouraged, and this verse came to my mind of encourage one another and build one another up. And man, this is something that isn't just like, oh, it would be good if we had people in our lives that would build, you know, build me up and encourage me. The verse is not just saying find people that will build you up and encourage you, but find people that you can build up and that you can encourage as well. It's a mutual blessing. It's kind of the way that the Lord instituted it. And so I would just say, as an encouragement today for you, if you feel like you do not have somebody, you don't have that group that builds you up or that you can go and build up as well, I would say start even tonight, today, and pray and ask God for that community of people. Get plugged in more so. Get plugged in where you are known, right? Where you are loved, and enter into this kind of fellowship. Because I got to tell you, far more than it is desired, it is needed. We need this kind of fellowship. We need the sharpening that happens. And I gotta tell you, when you sit down with a brother or sister or multiple brothers and sisters and you just talk, It is really awesome to see how God is moving in their lives, which helps you as well. It changes your perspective on so many different things. And so, again, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you were doing. And then in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Refuge family, let's be about this. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.